The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, May 6th. We're talking about new limits on one of the COVID-19 vaccines, why most Americans will no longer be able to get one of them. Also, there's new information about the role the U.S. played in one of Russia's biggest military losses, and how a new White House staffer is making history. Plus, a big U-turn on Wall Street, a new way to make money on TikTok, and what most moms say they actually want this Mother's Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. government will start restricting access to one of the three COVID-19 vaccines available for Americans. The FDA decided to limit the availability of the Johnson & Johnson shot. From now on, it will only be given to people who cannot take one of the other vaccines for medical reasons, or people who simply insist on getting the J&J one instead of Moderna or Pfizer. The federal regulators made the decision after taking another look at the updated data about life-threatening blood clots. We've talked about this before. They found the clots are still rare, but very serious and only happening from the J&J vaccine. To be clear, if you already got the Johnson & Johnson shot, there's probably no need to worry. The problem pops up in the first 2 weeks after someone gets the shot. So just make sure you watch out for the signs of blood clotting in those first 2 weeks. Those include severe headaches, abdominal pain, and nausea. And to be clear, the FDA still says compared to no vaccine, getting the Johnson & Johnson one is still a better option since it's still pretty effective at preventing COVID-19, which is said to have a much higher risk of death. Johnson & Johnson has said that too and added that it will keep making sure everyone is fully informed about all of the risks and benefits. But bottom line, now, if you go to get a COVID vaccine in the U.S., you'll only be offered either the Moderna or Pfizer shot unless you have an exception or refuse. Well, unfortunately, the U.S. has now seen right around 1 million COVID-19 deaths since the pandemic began. It's the highest total officially recorded anywhere in the world. But that still doesn't mean the U.S. got hit worse than other countries. The World Health Organization just put out a new report that shows the global death toll from the pandemic is actually far worse than what most countries are reporting. The thing is, there's not an international reporting standard, and countries record deaths in different ways. So experts say one of the most accurate ways to do it is to see how many more people died than would have been expected to in an average year. Well, the WHO says nearly 15 million more people died during the first 2 years of the pandemic than would have been expected to die in normal times. And by those standards, India saw the worst of it. There, the WHO says 4.7 million more people died than usual. The U.S. recorded more than 930,000 excess deaths. One more thing to note about this report, this doesn't mean all of those people actually died from COVID-19. The World Health Organization says many of them probably died because of the pandemic's impact on overwhelmed health systems, like cancer patients who couldn't get treatment. Now, the UN Health Agency says this information should make countries think about investing more in their healthcare systems so this doesn't happen again with future emergencies. Remember last month how Russia's main warship off the coast of Ukraine caught fire and sank? Well, now the U.S. government says it had something to do with that. Apparently, the U.S. gave Ukraine some intelligence that helped Ukrainian troops attack that flagship. At least, that's what U.S. officials have told a few different news outlets now. And it means the U.S. had a role in what could be the biggest blow to Russia's invasion so far. It was the largest Russian warship sunk in combat since World War II. American officials say many Russian sailors died in that attack, and it kept them from launching more missiles into Ukraine. Separately, Ukrainian officials say the U.S. also shared intelligence that helped their military kill Russian generals and that 12 of those generals have now died. But the U.S. says that part is not true. And they stress that the goal of sharing intelligence with Ukraine is just to let Ukrainian forces defend themselves, that they don't track the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield, and they don't make any decisions on behalf of Ukraine. Of course, the U.S. is helping in other ways, though. The U.S. and allies are giving Ukraine all kinds of weapons, and the Pentagon has started training Ukrainian forces in other parts of Europe. Back in the U.S., one of the most visible jobs in the White House is about to go to someone who's breaking barriers. Karine Jean-Pierre was named the new White House press secretary. She's taking over for Jen Psaki, who is leaving at the end of next week. Although it hasn't been officially announced, Psaki is expected to join MSNBC later this year. And Jean-Pierre is a pretty historic pick for her replacement. She'll be the first Black press secretary in history, and she'll also be the first openly gay one. Jean-Pierre has already been working in the press office for a while now as Psaki's deputy, ever since Inauguration Day. Psaki called Jean-Pierre her, quote, partner in truth. But of course, she's going to have her hands full. Jean-Pierre is coming in as the Biden administration faces a lot of challenges, from the war in Ukraine to soaring inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, just to name a few. In case you're not familiar, the press secretary is responsible for holding daily briefings with the news media. She also leads a department of more than a dozen staffers who help address questions from the press. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, this podcast is sponsored by KiwiCo. Why do flowers bloom? Why does it get warmer outside? Spring brings a lot of new curiosities and a chance for kids to connect with the world around them. KiwiCo embraces children's natural curiosity with their monthly science and art projects. I love that KiwiCo focuses on different STEAM topics. So that means science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And it can help spark a lifelong love of learning in kids. If you're at all worried your child might be too young or too old for these, don't be. KiwiCo has a subscription line for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers all the way to teens. Of course, grown-ups are welcome to join in on the fun as well, because remember, you are not having to actually spend any of the time researching, shopping, buying, or planning these hands-on projects. So you can just sit back and enjoy them alongside your child when they are delivered to your door every month. I really appreciate that part of it, along with the high-quality materials they use. So step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Well, you can probably expect a calmer ride the next time you fly. The rate of unruly passenger incidents is going down. The FAA says it's now down to its lowest level since late 2020. Near the end of April, there were fewer than 2 reported unruly passenger incidents per 10,000 flights that week, down from 4.4 the week prior. One possible reason for this drop? No more federal mask mandate. The latest data comes after a judge ended the government mandate for public transportation. And when the number of unruly passenger incidents was higher, the FAA said about 70% of them involved the enforcement of masking rules. This week has been quite the roller coaster on Wall Street. The stock market just had its largest decline since the early days of the pandemic. Both the Dow and S&P 500 dropped more than 3% yesterday. And it came just 24 hours after its biggest gain since 2020. So the optimism investors had earlier this week seemed to disappear. One Wall Street and Federal Reserve research firm told CNN Business she's never seen anything like this in her 25 years. And the Wall Street Journal reports it's likely a sign of the unease over the impact of the Fed raising interest rates. For the first time, TikTok plans to share some of the money it makes from ads with some of the top creators on the app. It's kind of how YouTube does things already. When ads run alongside certain videos, the creator gets paid. The new ad program is called TikTok Pulse. But not everyone who makes videos on TikTok will be eligible. The company says it'll only run ads and share revenue on the top 4% of all videos on TikTok, and creators must have at least 100,000 followers to be eligible. TikTok Pulse will roll out in the U.S. next month. A soccer jersey from a game 36 years ago just broke an all-time record. It sold for $9.3 million at auction, and that's believed to be the highest price ever paid for a sports item. It has a pretty cool story behind it, though. It was the jersey Argentinian soccer star Diego Maradona wore during the 1986 World Cup quarterfinal game, where he scored 2 extremely famous goals. The first one, Maradona got away with using his left hand to palm the ball. Afterwards, he said he made the shot, quote, a little with the head of Maradona and a little with the hand of God. Ever since, it's been known as the hand of God goal. But Maradona scored another goal that game that's officially known as the goal of the century. Argentina beat England that day, 2-1. Afterwards, Maradona exchanged his jersey with an English player who has owned it until now. That player spoke about the recent sale, saying, quote, "I'm certain that the new owner will have immense pride in owning the world's most iconic football shirt." Here's your reminder. This Sunday is Mother's Day, and it seems a lot of people are planning on buying something this year. The National Retail Federation says Mother's Day spending is expected to total nearly $32 billion in the U.S., and that means the average person is expected to spend about $245. That's a Mother's Day record. But don't stress too much. A recent survey found 84% of moms would rather have an experience this Mother's Day instead of tangible gifts. Also, 1 out of 5 moms asked for gift cards. By the way, if your mom is a nurse, you might want to get her a little something extra this year. Today also kicks off National Nurses Week. Every year, starting on May 6th, there's a week dedicated to celebrating nurses and all their hard work. So if you want to spoil that special healthcare worker in your life, there are a lot of deals online for nurses' gifts at places like Amazon and Etsy. Many restaurants are also offering nurses discounts and freebies. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. Okay, parents, if you have an active baby or toddler like I do, then you know that means they're not just active at playtime, they're also active on the changing table, which is not so fun for us parents. That's just one of the reasons I am loving Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. Cruisers 360 Fit allows me to avoid trying to secure the diaper tape between kicks, and instead it's quick and easy to just pull them on my little wiggly one. Then it's super easy to remove them in seconds with easy tear sides. And the 360 gap-free fit is great for playtime as well. I love that it stretches around my baby's waist so there's no gapping, leaking, or falling off. Instead, my baby is free to play, feeling comfortable and dry. In fact, to keep baby skin healthy, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours. It lets us all sleep through the night. And little rashes here and there that we used to notice are not happening anymore. So buy in-store. Look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A fast-acting delivery driver is now being honored as a hero because when she dropped off a pizza one night, she ended up saving a life. It all started when Karen Sullivan ordered a late-night dinner from DoorDash. She's had some injuries before, so she has a bad knee. And as Sullivan was waiting outside for the delivery, that knee gave out. She fell and hit her head on the way down. Her DoorDash driver, Sophia Furtado, found her unresponsive and bleeding. Well, Furtado happens to have some medical knowledge from her time training as an EMT, so she knew Sullivan was in bad shape. She immediately called for help and stabilized Sullivan's neck to protect her spine. Furtado didn't leave her side until medics got there. Doctors say if Sullivan had not gotten that help, she would have died. Now Sullivan has mostly recovered, and she's become friends with her unlikely hero. Furtado got some recognition from DoorDash, too. The company gave her a $1,000 educational grant, and Furtado says she hopes to use that money to go to more EMT school. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We'll explain what's going on with all the controversy surrounding the new Disinformation Governance Board. The woman behind the popular Sharon Says So Instagram account is joining us to help break it all down. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.